Meditation will help me discover the truth. Meditation will result in the knowledge of the truth. Meditation is the only way. Meditation is enough. We do not need to study Shastram. If we think, we do not deny such people's view. We do not deny half of what they say. Meditation is the only way, we say. When they say, we accept it. Yes, meditation is the way. No other way. And if when we say, and we have to understand the meaning of the very word meditation. And in Sanskritam we have the word dhyanam, upasanam. We have these words dhyanam, we also have the word upasanam. And dhyai, it is from the root dhyai, no? Dhyai, to be attentive, to be focused and to meditate. And we also have upasanam. Asana means a seat. Asanam is a seat. And upasanam means what? Being seated. Being seated. That means placing oneself near. Placing oneself, in fact, upa means near. So asanam stands for placing oneself and upa means near. Placing oneself near something is meditation. Look at this. Upasanam, the word if we take, placing oneself near, is meditation. That is what is dhyanam. Dhyanam means upasanam. So, what is the one which has to be placed? What is that which has to be, okay, placed near? One should place oneself near what? What should be placed near what? That is very important. Therefore we say, see, manasa vyaparaha. Upasanam adhyanam means what here? Manasa vyaparaha. So the word vyaparaha in Sanskrit language means activity. Doesn't mean, no, any activity is vyaparaha. So, manasa vyaparaha, when you say it's a mental activity. Mental activity means what? Definitely, the physical body need not be involved. Or oral activity need not be involved. Mind alone has to be involved. That is a purely mental activity. Always in physical activity, mind should be involved. Otherwise, action will become what? Mechanical. Understand? In oral activity, mind should be involved. You cannot place the mind somewhere and you can do something mechanically here. You cannot place your mind somewhere and you talk mechanically here. Therefore, mind should be involved in oral and physical activities. But in mental activity, mind, okay, the speech and body need not be involved. So it's a purely mental activity. That is what we call manasa vyaparaha. But mental activity means what then? Attention of the mind being focused. Attention of the mind being focused or concentrating on a given thing. Focusing the attention on a given thing is manasa vyaparaha. Mind, attention of the mind has to be focused on something. That is what is manasa vyaparaha. That means we are always mentally, mind is always busy. We are not mentally inactive people. We are mentally active always. Attention is always focused on something or the other. So simply manasa vyaparaha cannot be meditation. That is why here we say, no, manas vyapara, that is why it is not simply focusing attention on something. Now we can speak, people, then what do they mean by Akanta Shastram? What is Dhyanam? What is Upasanam? If we analyze, that Dhyanam will result in ascertaining the vision of the reality. Okay, which will help you have objectivity, which is freedom. So he too is, we say, we have Nirguna Brahma Upasanam, we also have Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Twofold meditation of Shastras talk about Saguna Brahma Upasanam and Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. And a Saguna Brahma Upasanam, we will leave now, time being. We'll take a step, the Nirgunam Brahma Upasanam or Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. We have another word for this, Nididhyasanam. They are synonyms. Nirguna Brahma Upasanam and Nididhyasanam or Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam, they're all synonyms. Not many, I'm using too many words, don't get confused. Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam or Nirguna Brahma Upasanam or Nididhyasanam, all mean the same. According to Shastram, Nirguna Brahma Upasanam or Nididhyasanam or Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam alone will result in the ascertained vision of the oneness of reality, which implies the ascertained vision of the self, which will simultaneously result in, you know, seeing the object as an object, seeing the non-self as non-self, which is objectivity, which is freedom. That means Nirguna Brahma Upasanam alone will result in ascertain vision of reality. Nididhyasanam alone will result in ascertain vision of the oneness of reality. Means, so what do we mean by Nirguna Brahma Upasanam? What do we mean by Nididhyasanam? What do we mean by Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam? So he will say, Nirguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha. Nirguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha. This is the definition. We say Nirguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha. Understand? We are always meditating. I tell you, people don't need to go and sit, give money and practice meditation. There is no time you are not meditating. If meditation is that. When are we not meditating? Every day when you wake up from sleep, don't you meditate? You are thinking that day what I should do next, whom I should do meet today, now what I should discuss with that person beforehand, you plan also. If I say this, what other person will say, might say. If he says that, what, how I should respond, how I should be careful. My God, whole thing you are meditating before you go for anything, any meeting. And depending upon the person you are going to meet, depending upon object matter you are going to discuss there, depending upon the consequences you are foreseeing, depending upon so many things, you prepare yourself in such a way and go. You are very clever. I tell you, every human mind is amazingly clever, and we are meditating. We are always meditative, really speaking. You're always thinking. You're always, that is why, according to Shastram, meditation means not simply, we are always meditative, really speaking. What is that which is known by the word meditation? Dhyanam ityukte kim. Okay? Nirguna Brahma Vishya Manasa Vyaparaha Yeva Dhyanam. Nirguna Brahma Vishya Manasa Vyaparaha Yeva Dhyanam. Okay, that means what? Meditating upon the nature of the reality alone is Dhyanam. Akanta Shastram. If you are meditating upon anything else, the object of meditation is anything other than the nature of reality, then it is not Dhyanam, according to Shastram. The dhyanam which is supposed to result in vision of the reality which is freedom, which will result in objectivity, which is freedom, that is the dhyanam. So this is nirguna brahma vishaya manasa vyaparaha. When you say vishayaha means object, manasa vyaparaha means mental activity. Mental activity for which the object is nirgunam brahma. Nirguna brahma vishaya means what? Object. Nirgunam brahma is the object for which mental activity, that becomes what? Nirguna brahma vishaya manasa vyaparaha. So if you focus your attention on the nature of reality, which is nirgunam brahma, nirgunam brahma is nature, reality, then it is upasana, this is meditation. So for which, and how should you focus attention on the nature of the reality? Every day morning, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, one time you get up in the morning and do sit for some time. That is why we generally say, focusing your attention of the mind on a given object, on a given particular one object for a length of time, now, is said to be meditation. You just take Ramanama. You don't think of anything else. Just Rama, Rama, Rama. Mentally keep on saying the Ramanama or Om Namah Shivaya. Then object of meditation becomes only one thing. You do not think of anything else. So focusing your attention on a given thing for a length of time is meditation. But here Shastram says, what is that meditation which will result in the ascertained vision of the oneness of reality, which is objectivity and which is freedom? That is, only object of meditation must be nirgunam brahma. When you say nirgunam brahma means what? Already is attributeless brahman or what? It does not confuse you with all those things. Nirgunam brahma means, we can say, meditating upon the swarupam of brahman. Swarupam of brahman means what? Meditating upon the nature of the reality. Meditating upon the nature of the reality means just thinking of the nature of reality. How can you think of nature of the reality if you do not know what is the nature of the reality? Very simple thing. All of you think of mangoes. In India it's a season now. Okay? I come back from India. Think of mangoes means what? You all know immediately, you can think of. Even if you don't grow mangoes here, you can imagine, we immediately can, mind can go and think of something. Think of that. Think of that. Think only of that. Okay, think of a mango. Think of something else also. That is not meditation. Think of, okay, meditating upon mango means what? You think of a mango, how sweet it is. You might immediately, that mango thought takes you to a tree which lot of mangoes in the village, and then immediately you also think of the monkey which comes and sits there. Okay, lots of mind can go like that. That is not meditation. Think of mango means, meditate upon mango means mango alone, not the tree, not the leaf, not the thing. Okay, and then not the which monkey or insects, lot of things, lot other things like that. Thinking of mango. Understand? The one vastu must be the object of meditation. The object of thinking is only one thing, it is meditation. If you think of too many things, then we call it scattered attention, not single-pointed attention. Therefore, this, it is very natural for the attention to go from, jump from, leap from one thing to other thing. That is why we call our mind a mongrel, okay? Monkey, mischievous mongrel, monkey. Why? Because it's very natural for the attention to jump, to leap from one thing to other thing. Sitting here in Ilpada, my mind just jumped to India and came, has come back. That means what? Is what we say, leaping and jumping. This is why this is scattered attention, distracted attention, disturbed my attention. Okay, now so agitate this, that mind we say agitated mind we say. Therefore here single pointed focused mind means attention of the mind being focused on a given vastu for a length of time is meditation, and that vastu happens to be the reality. It is nididhyasanam. This is nirguna brahma vishya manasa vyaparaha. That's why it is not possible for us to think of something which you do not know. Verse must, it is important to know before you meditate upon something what you are meditating on. Very, very important. Understand? How can you focus attention on something which you do not know? If you already know, then you don't need this knowledge at all. Don't need the meditation at all. Which you already do not know here. The very activity is aimed at what? Ascertaining. Understand? Therefore, you need to know what it is to meditate on. And meditation is not for simply knowing, it is for ascertaining. And I say simply knowing and ascertaining, simply knowing may involve doubts and vagueness, okay? Whereas in ascertaining, there is no doubt and there is no vagueness. That is why meditating upon, or again you can say constantly dwelling upon the nature of the reality is meditation, and we call it contemplation. When nididhyasana, meditating upon the nature of the reality is in fact contemplation. That is what is nididhyasanam. That is why contemplation implies your prior knowledge of what you are meditating on. Therefore, the nature, dwelling upon the nature of the reality implies your prior knowledge of the knowledge of the knowledge of the reality which you do not know. And to know what that reality is, okay, you need a means of knowledge. That is why we need Shastram. For Nirguna Brahma Vishya Manasa Vyaparaha, meditating upon the nature of the reality, which will result in the ascertained vision of the oneness of reality, which is freedom, implies you are already having understood the nature of reality, for which you need to study the Shastra. That is why, and studying the Shastra for a length of time, systematically, regularly, with a given, teacher, traditional teacher, is called Shravanam. The Shravanam has to be done for a length of time. And the Shravanam itself is continued further, repeatedly listening to what has been heard already, understood and retained and analyzed, and when the doubts are eliminated, that having the doubts eliminated is called Mananam. So Shravanam, Mananam should precede Nididhyasanam. So Dhyanam without Shravanam and Mananam is not possible. That then if you're meditating upon something without Shravanam and Mananam, that is not Dhyanam according to Shastra. That will not result in ascertained vision of the reality. It will not result in freedom or objectivity. That is why it will be very, very, meditation still has to be understood. And I told you about another word, Saguna Brahma Manasa Vyaparaha. No, there again, that is, so Nirguna Brahma Vishya Manasa Vyaparaha, that meditation, meditating upon the nature of the reality is contemplation, but Saguna Brahma Vishya Manasa Vyaparaha, I can say it is meditation. Not, I won't use the word contemplation, because in meditation, you focus attention on a given thing which stands for the reality. Look at this. When you directly meditate upon the nature of the reality, knowing the nature of the reality, it is contemplation. But when you meditate upon something which symbolizes, which stands for the reality, otherwise you can also say Ishvara or Bhagavan, then it is called Saguna Brahma Vishya Manasa Vyaparaha. And Shastram makes it very clear, Saguna Brahma Vishya Manasa Vyaparaha will result only in mental steadiness. What is the highest phalam, greatest phalam, fruit one can accomplish, achieve by practicing any meditation other than Nididhyasana, other than meditating upon the nature of the reality? Our Shastram says, just simply mental steadiness, nothing else. Mind will become steady, that's all. It will not give any knowledge. No. It will not lead you anywhere. Saguna Brahma Vishya Manasa Vyaparaha means meditating upon, focusing the attention of the mind on a given object which symbolizes or which stands for the reality, or Bhagavan, Ishwaraha, is meditation, which will result only in mental steadiness, which is a prerequisite qualification required for contemplation. Mental steadiness, understand, meditation will result in mental steadiness, a prerequisite qualification required for contemplation, which alone will result in ascertained vision, which is moksha. That is why we mistake the meditation for contemplation. Understand? Contemplation is meditation, mental activity, but meditation is not contemplation, because there we have to, the object of meditation is directly the reality, then it is contemplation. The object of meditation is an object which stands for the reality, it becomes meditation. A symbol. And here, meditating upon an object which stands for reality will result only in mental steadiness. It cannot give any other big result. You can very well say, before investing this much money in a given business, you can very well analyze, you know, what will be the profit I'm going, you know, what is the turnover I'm going to have. You know, if I invest this much this time, wait for this longer period, what will I gain? You can always calculate and understand. Our Shastra makes it very clear. Come on, Saguna Brahma Vishya Manasa Vyaparaha, meditation will, meditating upon anything other than the nature of reality, will be only a discipline, you know, which helps the indisciplined mind become disciplined, which will make the unsteady mind steady, which will make the agitated mind a steady mind, distracted mind a focused mind. That is the phalam you get, but will not result in ascertained vision of the reality. In fact, you cannot understand reality. Meditation will not help you understand what the reality is. I swear you. Meditation will not help you understand what the reality is. What is the nature of the reality? It will not help you. Meditating upon anything will help you to have agitation-free mind, steady mind. That's all it can help. Nothing more than that. That is why we have to be very clear here the limitation of even the mental activity called meditation. But that meditation, if it is contemplation, the object of meditation is the very nature of reality, then that will help. That is the meditation for which you need to know what the reality is, for which you need a means of knowledge. And second thing, here the reality in contemplation, in this Nirguna Brahma, Manasa Vyaparaha, in this contemplation, definitely the real nature of the reality, if you have already understood through Shravanam and Mananam, then that reality is the very self. You can understand the reality only as the self. Look, this is another secret which Shastram says. How can you understand this? Who taught you this? Who told you this meditation idea? Who gave this idea of meditating upon? Just the meditation will help you arrive at it. The very fact is, the truth of the entire cosmos, reality of the entire cosmos, has to be understood and discovered. It is there very much. It remains covered actually. It has to be discovered. And that where can you discover it? Because it is available for recognition only in the mind. It has to be discovered there, not elsewhere. Why not elsewhere? Because the subtlest substance has to be discovered in the subtlest manifestation. Subtlest of the manifestations. That is why we say, you know, it has to be discovered there in the mind means, and the reality must have been understood, not elsewhere. Reality must have been understood only in one's own mind. The nature of the reality must have been clearly understood in one's own mind as the very self. Okay, the truth of the mind, reality of the mind, existence of the mind is the self of the mind. Self of the mind is the self of the body, self of the pranas, self of everything, self of everything. Excellent to the world also. That is why we say Madatma Sarvabhutatma. Madatma Sarvabhutatma. Okay, myself is a self of everything. It's not myself and yourself, the self. The truth of everything, reality of everything is the self of everything. That self is what is a reality cannot be understood other than, understood as anything other than one's the self. The self is available for recognition only as the self of the mind. Self of anything external to the body, self of anything which is gross, self of anything which is subtle, and self of the physical body, self of the prana, self of the, self of all the subtle aspects is available for recognition as the self of the mind. Because mind is subtlest of manifestations. If you understand the self of the mind, okay? Self of the mind means as the self. That is only way you can arrive at. When the mind is meditating upon, look at this. What is it which is involved in this function, activity? Mind, okay? Attention of the mind is focused. Attention of the mind is focused on what? The nature of the reality, which is the very self. That means what? Attention of the mind being focused on its own existence. It is like wave dwelling upon its own existence, H2O. Understand? That's why nididhyasanam, please understand very clearly, nididhyasanam, contemplation, nirguna brahma dhyanam, anirguna brahma upasanam means attention of the mind being focused on the nature of the reality, which has been discovered as the very self of the mind, okay, with very truth of the mind, existence of the mind, in fact existence of the very focus, understand, attention, very existence of the very attention. That is why we say in nididhyasanam, in contemplation, there is no distance, there is no difference between the meditator and the meditated, object of meditation. Is it clear? Very important. The meditator, meditated, difference is not there in contemplation. Dhyanikiravan, dhyanikapadukhra purul. There is no difference between, okay, dhyata and dhyayam. Dhyayam means object of meditation. And dhyata is meditator. Understand? So the meditator, meditated, difference is not there in contemplation. Whereas in meditation, in Saguna Brahma Upasanam, the meditator is different, and what is meditated upon is an object which stands for the reality, therefore still there is difference. Meditator is different from the object of meditation. That is Saguna Brahma Vishya Manasa Vyaparaha, that is mental meditation which will result in mental steadiness. Whereas in Nirguna Brahma Vishya Manasa Vyaparaha, in this Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam, meditator, meditated, difference is not there. That's why I gave the example of wave. It is like what? Like the wave, if the wave happens to meditate. Like the wave meditating upon its own swarupam, H2O. Then what is the difference? Is the wave different from H2O? Please tell me. Is the wave different from H2O? No. It's not distant, nor is it different. Understand? So the focus of attention is on the very swarupam. Its own swarupam means, understand? That is why mind, attention of the mind being placed on the swarupam of its own existence. Its own existence is nididhyasanam. Understand? This is what is nididhyasanam. This is what is the meditation. You make sure, if you say meditation is the way, and you make sure whether you are meditating upon very nature of the reality, do you think what you are meditating on is non-distant and non-different from you, the meditator? That is why we call it otherwise. We say, in nididhyasanam, you discover the meditator. Okay? In meditation here, discovering the meditator, discovering the discoverer, is the meditation, in fact, nididhyasanam. If you are sure, yes, I am meditating upon the nature of the reality, I am meditating upon the very existence of the mind, understand? There is no, in that meditation, when you are in meditation, you do not see any distance or difference, okay, then you can say you are meditating. That is what is the meditation, which will result in jnanam, which is mokshaha, which is freedom, which is objectivity. And for which you should know, therefore, if you need to know what is the nature of the reality, you need shastram, definitely. This is where we understand the importance, the inevitability, okay? There is no choice about studying the shastram. We have to study the shastram. As I told you, we have to know the subject matter of the shastram to understand the nature of reality.